Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode is a fun episode. It was Chris Kelly's idea, so we did a WWE draft. The NFL draft just happened, and it's likely that the WWE is going to do another brand split. So what we did is a draft. Norm Corrington, Chris Kelly, and I picked our 20 favorite wrestlers, or 20 wrestlers that were available in the company. So that's what this is. It's a fun one. In theory, it's fun. I have no idea. Before we begin, I want to do some plugs. On Thursday, May 5th, that's this week on Thursday, I will be at the Looking Glass Lounge doing the Dream Jukebox series. That's where a bunch of friends and I DJ in the basement of the Looking Glass Lounge, and it's really fun, and it's in Petworth in Washington, D.C. We'll start around 8 p.m. and go till about midnight. It's Jose Lopez Sanchez, Tam Sackman, and Andrew Bucket at that one. That will be fun. On Friday, May 6th, You, Me, Them, Everybody Live returns to the Wonderland Ballroom. Please come to that. Those are always fun. Allison Lane is the co-host. I am the host. Okay, here we go. Moving on. On Saturday, May 21st, You, Me, Them, Everybody Live at the Crom Comedy Festival in Atlanta. So if you're in Atlanta or you know anyone in Atlanta or you've ever been to the state of Georgia, please tell people about You, Me, Them, Everybody Live at the Crom Comedy Fest in Atlanta. On Thursday, May 26th, You, Me, Them, Everybody Live returns to The Hungry Brain in Chicago, Illinois. It's our first show there in 18 months. The Hungry Brain closed. Now it's reopened, and we're going to do our first show there in a very, very long time on Thursday, May 26th. Without further ado, here's Chris Kelly, Norm Corrington, and me with our WWE Fantasy Draft. We are recording a wrestling-themed, not WrestleMania podcast. It is currently May 1st. It is May 1st, 2016, the day of payback, every wrestling fan's favorite day of the year. And we're going to do a draft.
Yes. So not only is it payback today, but it was the NFL draft. It still might be happening. I don't know. I'm like Kevin Owens. I don't watch sports, only sports entertainment. But in the spirit of the NFL draft and in the spirit of what the WWE used to do when they had a brand split, which we covered a lot on our WrestleMania podcast, we're going to do a draft of talent to create our own roster and show.
Now, we're going to do this. It's going to be you. You are Chris Kelly. It's going to be me. I'm Brandon Weatherby. And we have a special guest to make this slightly more interesting. Norm, tell the people who you are.
Hello. My name is Norm Corrington. Thanks for having me, guys.
You're a very nice man.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
I'd like to say that we are all married men. Two of us live within the... Do you live in D.C., Norm?
I live in Silver Springs.
Two of us live in a real city, and we are doing this by choice on a Sunday, because that's what married men do on Sundays. We talk about wrestling drafts.
Yeah, because what are we going to do, like a fantasy football draft? That seems...
It's for losers.
Yeah. And we all wear glasses. I don't know if that's...
Right. Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, it's good. Set the scene. I like that.
Just three nerds, basically, sitting at a table talking about wrestling.
Norm, what's your degree?
Film studies.
Okay,
Film majors in the...
You were a film major?
Film and poli-sci.
Ooh la la.
I got poli-sci, English, and everyone's favorite, women's studies.
Nice.
I'm going to run this divas division. By the way, I'm still calling it the divas division. So we're essentially...
Yeah,
I like branding. So we're going to do... we're going to draft... Each one of us is going to draft. So in theory, one of us is Raw, one of us is SmackDown, and one of us is NXT. In theory. In reality, this is all made up and it's so fun.
So like wrestling.
Like wrestling,
it's all
yes,
made
exactly.
up and it's very fun. And basically, we're just going to go through and do a 1-2-3 picks. We're assembling basically these shows or these rosters. So, and I think the idea is that, first of all, it's all guys who are alive, which I know Brandon wanted to do all time. Which just makes it crazy, but maybe...
And fun.
If this will be a resound... When this is a resounding success, maybe we'll do another one, an all-time one.
Only dead people.
Only dead.
Oh,
we never booked... That reminds me. We never booked WrestleMania in Heaven. We should do that.
Okay, we'll do Mania in Heaven soon.
So, and so you're with that in mind, you're getting the guys at their current strength and ability and health levels, and you're getting the guys also the way they... Not the way they're booked... face or heel or storyline or underused or overexposed. You're getting the pure talent of the man or woman. And Undertaker, you're getting a guy who's 51 and wrestles once a year. Brock Lesnar, you're getting a dominant force who wrestles about a dozen times a year. You're getting them as they're kind of used in the product in general.
but you're also getting all of their extra parts. For example, if you get Brock Lesnar, you get Paul Heyman.
Yes.
And that's, I think, a very important thing to remember. Now, there's a note about tag teams here.
So the tag teams, as the commissioner of this fake draft for this fake sport, if tag teams primarily are used as tag teams and not single wrestlers, you get all the pieces. So the New Day is one pick. Enzo and Cass is one pick. The Ascension, likely a first-round pick. The Ascension is one pick. And Stables, where it's a collection of wrestlers, the Wyatt family is four picks.
Whoa! So you could draft the collection. You could, or you could just draft Bray Wyatt.
You could take Bray Wyatt, Luke Harper, Eric Rowan. I mean, individual
separately.
Picks, separates.
Got it. Okay.
Because there's not a set tag team and Social Outcasts. Same thing. Like Stable, think guys who are just kind of grouped together. The League of Nations, rest in peace. You have to take Sheamus, Rusev, Del Rio, and also rest in peace, Wade Barrett. Yeah.
Now, what about the Lucha Dragons?
Oh, yeah. One of them has a singles title, but they're a tag team.
Yes. I was under the assumption that we don't have to see Sin Cara anymore. Is that not the truth?
Sadly not.
Oh, shit.
I think for them, they should be a tag team.
Okay. Well, the U.S. title is pretty worthless at the moment. Anyway,
yeah.
Listen, anytime you're talking about Ryback, don't say worthless, because that's just offensive to me, God,
and to Ryback.
And to Ryback. And his family that he brought together after he won his Intercontinental Championship and was instantly stripped of. Do you guys not remember that story?
I remember when he won the IC belt and then lost it like a couple of weeks later.
Yeah, like, you know, the interviews of like how much it meant to them. That was like the first time his parents were in the same room in like a decade.
Oh, dear.
Wow. I missed that one.
Yeah, it was so great. I loved it.
Yeah. And also what we're doing, one other note for, so we are doing men and women in the same draft.
Exactly.
Because this is one product. And also you're building like you would if you were doing an American football, that's for you, Norm, fantasy draft or a real draft, you're building a full team. So we don't want all men, you don't want all women, you don't want all tag teams.
And once again, this is current wrestler that is in theory going to come back and or someone in the product. The product being the WWE or NXT. We're not doing TNA, we're not doing the indies.
No.
Okay. We're going to go in clockwise order, and for the listener home that has no idea what's happening, it'll be Chris, then Norm, then myself.
Okay. We ready to do this?
There's no better time than now.
The time is now. Okay. With the first pick of the 2016 stupid... You Me, Them, Everybody WWE Draft, Seth Rollins.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Top of my draft board.
Awesome.
I think we're going to have to explain the picks a little bit. Just
clearly.
To, yeah.
Sure.
So, or this will be the worst podcast. So Seth Rollins is a five-tool guy, to use a baseball. I'm going to keep using sports analogies and metaphors.
Love it. Love it.
Because it's a draft. But Seth is, and I have the ages and I have all that as well. Seth is 29. So it's a guy you can build your franchise around. I think he's going to be when he's currently injured, but coming back soon. And, hopefully healthier than ever. And he's a guy who can do it all. He's proved to be a pretty competent talker and entertaining when he had the belt, the championship.
Well, sure.
Belts, because he had both. He also is... He combines, like, Shawn Michaels with... I'm trying to think of another... With, like... He can do the power moves and the high-flying moves.
He's like Michaels mixed with Punk.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. That's
but here's good, something that Michaels and Punk have that Rollins doesn't have, a brain.
that's very true.
Yeah, well, that's arguable depending on Michaels, what he was
you
on.
You can't see Michaels or Punk's penis on the internet, I don't think.
Or their girlfriend's Nazi tattoos.
Okay, but you can see Shawn Michaels in Playgirl.
So
that's
what?
True, yeah.
He's
yeah.
a sexy boy.
Yeah.
kayfabe.
Yes. He's a kayfabe.
That was a kayfabe shoot.
Oh, all right, wow. that's a brave yeah. first pick. And
I stand by it.
I like it.
Seth Rollins.
Great, I don't. I love it. That one guy was never going to touch.
That's a huge mistake.
Norm in the first round.
Okay, my first round pick. This might surprise you guys. I'm going to go for the current NXT Tag Champions, American Alpha.
Wow.
Wow, you like to waste picks. You guys are all idiots.
I love these guys. They're great on the mic. Their backstage promos are awesome. They're great in the ring. They're like old-fashioned... but also contemporary workers, and I think they're fantastic.
I'm not going to disagree with anything you said, but I think your drafting is perfect if you're a real team that already exists and these guys are going to be great in 5 years. Mm-hmm. Unlike you, I want to make money. So my first pick is should be very, very clear. Do you even want to guess?
I mean, it's going to be John Cena.
Hell yeah, it's John Cena. He's the man.
I didn't even put him on my draft board because I knew you were just going to take him.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. Who was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night?
John Cena.
John fucking Cena.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's not an idiot. I don't have to worry about seeing his dick.
That's true. That is very true. Yeah.
I see his butt in a major motion picture making that money. Yeah.
That's his moneymaker.
And also, that recent Rolling Stone interview makes me realize, oh, he's the best wrestler and pro wrestler entertainer of all time.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about any of the scandals. He hangs up all of his drug-free steroid tests, even if they're doctored. Who cares? He's never going to get caught. He does this to fill a hole in his heart that will never be fulfilled, which means he will go until he dies. He's like Mick Foley, but healthy.
Yeah. I mean, no. I knew you were going to take Cena. It is a great number one pick.
I understand why people hate him. I do.
Oh,
I love
no,
him so
of course.
Much.
I don't even hate him. And I think even I for the purpose of the draft, it's a good, for our stupid draft, it's a good first pick. My thing is the age thing, which he is already on the downside of his career.
And he knows that, which makes him even more valuable. He's like, in a way, he's sort of like the Peyton Manning of the WWE. He's hurt. He's never going to be at his full potential, but he's now playing at a different level because he has to use his brain where everyone else has used their body. Yeah. Cena's never going to get hurt again like Rollins got hurt.
Correct.
Cena's injuries will be very boring. Yeah. Rollins
this
is lifting
a breakdown of his body.
Exactly.
Yeah, Cena's never going to powerbomb Kane for a table at a house show, which was insane.
Whoever wrote agent of that should be fired.
Thank
by
you.
The way.
So Cena.
All right.
I feel like people are starting to come around to the fact that they don't hate Cena. They just hate the way he's been booked for the last 15 years.
Did you read the Rolling Stone piece?
I haven't. No.
It's very good.
It's very good because he says, like, I don't need to ever switch because I'm already a heel and a face.
Yeah, it's true. He created this weird, like, uber tweener thing where he's at once over and has so much heat at the same time that I don't think anyone's ever had that kind of.
And you can slot him in anything, whatever you need.
Which Roman Reigns doesn't have because he just has all booze.
So what you're saying is I have the best first pick of all time. Wake the fuck up, you people. My time is now.
Okay, with the second pick, I think this is a no-brainer. For me, I'm going with the New Day.
So surprised that wasn't your first pick. Surprised that I almost made that my first pick.
I mean, I love the New Day. I wrote about them in Vice. You get three guys who, I mean, have been the most interesting thing, or entertaining thing, I should say, or both, the WWE for about a year, and their, you know, average age is like 29, 30, because Kofi, at the oldest, is 34 years old. Congratulations, real mega dad of the year. He just had another baby.
Yeah.
I mean, as a trio, they're just like, the original roles of just like, oh, Kofi's gonna be the like athletic flippy one, and Biggie's the strong man, and Xavier's the talker. They've all proven that they can all do kind of everything, every part of it. So
there's nothing wrong with that pick. The only thing that's surprising is it's not your first pick. That's it.
Well, a steal in the second.
Such a good one.
On the clock, Norm.
Yeah, I'm gonna go for Dean Ambrose, the lunatic fringe, off the back of his hugely successful talk show. The Ambrose Asylum, which is just a draw.
Pick, you do get a potted plant.
Yeah, a potted
and
plant.
A carpet scrap.
If he doesn't smash that potted plant over someone's head tonight, I want my money back. My $9.99 for the month, I want it back.
He loves that plant, though. That's become part of the gimmick, is how much he takes care of the plant. Like, before the ring clearing brawl, somebody must hold the plant.
I would like to point out that we were doing kayfabe only, so that pick does not come with Renee Young.
Nope.
No.
Okay, that is a fantastic pick, and not at all surprising in any way.
Yeah, and also Ambrose, I would say, another guy, not as athletic, like kind of flip wise, as not going to like dazzle you as much in the ring, but the mic stuff is just great, and I think he's.
And when he does
that.
Try and do something like some sort of aerial move, it's always amazing. When he just dives through he does that dive through the ropes, but it's so slow. It's like he's doing it in slow motion, and then he always kind of stumbles and lands on the floor.
Yeah, he kind of has like a drunken master wrestling style.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Has that been discussed or explored, the drunken master wrestling styles of Dean Ambrose?
No.
Because I think you just found your next essay.
There
That's
we go.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, here's a pick that I did not want to have this early, but you guys already snatched up two tag teams, so I feel like I have to. I'm going to go Enzo and Cass.
Okay.
Because
that's a great pick.
I can't. This is not even in my top five.
See, but like in a football draft, what you see happen is there's a run on quarterbacks, and then all of a sudden goes, oh shit, I need a quarterback.
Yeah.
But the quality level is dropped. This one, I think it's like early for them, but they are guys that.
It also negates my Cena like age because you get the
these guys are 29
exactly. So I got a 39 and I got a 29. I'm getting in the middle. They're more experienced than American Alpha. They're the only tag team that could possibly feud with the New Day. So I kind of had to.
Yeah, it's great. And I'd recommend. Have you seen the EA All Day? Like his promo reel that he basically gave or got in the hands of Triple H. Okay, so you've seen this.
I've seen it, Norm.
He put together like him rapping over like clips of some of his high school football stuff where he tackled Victor Cruz once. He ends it with this promo that's amazing. And the guy had never been in a wrestling ring and he just has this amazing promo already, had the character already. And it just shows how great this guy is.
And you know what I care about. I don't care about wrestling. I don't care about in-ring. I care about on mic.
And they're in-ring. They get it so much.
It's great.
I listen to both of their Austin podcasts. And they get, I mean, just the wrestling and this old school tag team thing, stuff that American Alpha does, stuff that probably some of these other teams are going to pick to. They get, Enzo just has to get beat up until he gets the big 7-footer to come clear the
room.
Which
is weird because Enzo isn't a small guy. He just looks tiny next to Big Cass. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a shoot. You know, 5'11 or something, 6 foot. He was a linebacker.
Mm-hmm. So. All right, here we go. Moving on, round three.
Okay, so I didn't have this as high on my board, but I think I'm going to be able to get a steal here in round three. Is Sasha Banks?
Yeah, that's good.
You did it.
So there it is.
Crossed out on everyone else's list.
I mean, another 5-tooler and 24. I mean, Sasha's great. It really, and this is where this draft is fun. The fantasy booking part. When people usually fantasy book, like you have to do like, oh, well, based on what's currently happening. I mean, she's not even on TV, and it's kind of crazy. And she's still any women's match, we want Sasha chance. She's amazingly over.
Is she coming back tonight? This will go up on Monday, by the way.
Is she on the card? I can't remember.
She's not on the card. Wasn't on the card the pay-per-view before Mania, and that like got her on the card, if you remember.
Yeah.
Right. So I think, I mean, we'll see where the story goes. It's kind of a shame because she was working on something with Summer. Becky's kind of working on something with Emma, and they're just not getting the airtime, which is a shame. They've changed. They made all this progress, but like everything in WWE, one step forward, two steps back.
Really quick, I want to go back to the second round for the Enzo and Cass pick. That does not include their valet from NXT because as of today, she is not with them. Therefore, she is not part of that pick.
Correct.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
Carmella. Okay, no. But you do get Snoop Dogg with Sasha Banks.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Special attraction. Yes.
That's great.
Third round.
Okay, third round. I'm going to go for Kevin Owens.
Damn it.
Sorry, guys.
That was good. That was actually
mostly just so I can have him and Ambrose feud forever. Because I would watch those guys wrestle just constantly. Like when they had their feud for the IC belt, it was great.
Yeah.
They traded belts. Ambrose beat Owens, and then Owens beat Ambrose, but he didn't pin Ambrose on the Raw. And it was just money. It was money.
That's a great pick.
You said fight forever. I'm going to go fight forever. Nakamura is my third round pick. Simply because you could put him with anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. It's the same idea of Sasha Banks. It's the same idea of a feud that's already worked before, except this guy, it's just perfect.
Yeah.
And also, who likes the international market? John Cena. I want a John Cena-Nakamura feud. That might happen.
That would make money in Japan so much.
Cena's only learning Mandarin for now.
Yeah, exactly.
He can add it at any moment. Okay, so I'm
round
looking,
four.
Round four, and I'm beefing up my roster. A little on the older side, but I think finally we're seeing that they're going to let him do what he does best. I'm going with Cesaro.
Okay.
That was my next one.
Really? I like that we are on very different pages.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be fun to look at what these rosters look like.
I mean, I did want to pick all the old Ring of Honor PWG guys, but I think Chris is
going
to do it too.
Yeah, we're going for similar stuff. No, Cesaro's great. And it looks like they finally, even if his character now is just like...
A guy that rips off a suit?
That's great.
That's horrible.
Because if you've ever seen him... He legit wears like snazzy suits. And so they've built that in it's like a silly thing.
It is not good.
The rip-off suit, you can tell it's a rip-off suit because it doesn't quite fit.
Yeah,
him, right?
No, yeah. No, but the fact that they've, I think they've given him the James Bond gun sight thing.
Yeah, I don't like that.
He did used to, yeah, he used to do that in Ring of Honor, I think. And then
he had like a Bondish theme, mm-hmm. didn't he? Or, yeah. Or might be just probably just
let him fight in a custom tailored suit, and then the suit just gets destroyed.
Yeah, why not?
Throughout the match. Yeah.
Cena
that's
wrestles
better.
In jorts all the time. Why not?
Well, those are loose fitting and comfortable. That's just a smart move.
That's a smart move.
It's true.
All right. Norm's fourth pick.
Okay. I'm going to go for the phenomenal AJ Styles.
Sure. Go nuts. Have fun with that.
Yeah. See, I think that's a early for Styles. He is 38, mm-hmm. and that promo game is embarrassing, but he is phenomenal.
Also, a bit homophobic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but this is kayfabe only, so yeah. I'm assuming he's not kayfabe homophobic.
Yeah, I don't think he's... No one... Have we had a kayfabe homophobic wrestler?
Yeah. Mate, we must have.
I'm sure.
All wrestlers.
Anyone who feuded with Billy and Chuck, I'm
okay,
sure.
Yeah.
Did they say the Attitude Era.
Yeah, the whole Attitude Era, yeah. There was a radio interview from a couple of years ago. I think it was PW Torch, and AJ Styles was a guest on it, and someone like prank phone called him. Have you heard it?
Yeah, go for it.
They were like, oh, well, what do you think about your popularity in the gay community? And then there's like a little pause, and AJ just goes, the gay community?
Yeah, good pick with that one.
Kayfabe only.
Yeah, kayfabe
only. You're an idiot. I am so surprised that this didn't go already. Bray Wyatt.
I was either going to go Bray or Cesaro, so.
You made a mistake.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. I picked a guy that's not homophobic. He is.
Well, that we know of.
Yeah, because he's smart enough to not.
From the South.
He's smart enough to hide that if he is. He's fantastic. He's already feuded with John Cena. Could you imagine a Nakamura Wyatt feud that does not involve any words? Because I can. Just lanterns and cool dance moves.
Yeah.
No, I'm agreeing that one.
And
but he
cool
would.
Entrance music.
Yeah.
Okay. The fifth round. And this is where, like, my top tier is gone. There's still a lot on the board. But I don't want to make a reach here. So I'm actually deliberating.
I like how you gave a shit about not having our draft board.
I actually am holding a draft board. I'm actually deliberating over this pick.
Keep in mind, you have to build feuds in your league.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. So I'm going to, you know, but there's going to be time for tag teams. There's time for everything here. Another reach, but I'm going with Bayley.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's really fun.
Because Bayley and Sasha can feud forever. I mean, that's going to be the feud eventually, so yeah. Might as well book it. And I missed out on one of my favorite current wrestlers with Bray, so there we go.
That's great. I am jealous of that pick.
It's a great pick. Okay, my next pick, I'm going to go for... Brandon's going to think I'm crazy. I'm going to go for Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows, the Bullet Club.
Crazy.
No, I knew you guys are idiots, so take it all you want.
Can we call them the Bullet Club? Even though
we're calling them the Bullet Club.
On this, on my thing, if it hadn't messed up my
Gallows
Excel
and
sheet,
Andrews.
I had it in quotes, Bullet Club, like ironic air quotes.
You want current Bullet Club in your... Did you see their in-ring gear?
Yeah, but I think when I'm in charge, that's going...
Oh, okay. That's a good point.
Put him back in the Outsiders jeans and t-shirts. Well,
that was crazy, wasn't it? That was mad.
They're so not over.
No.
They really aren't, unfortunately.
And they're like 40.
They're
not going to get...
34.
Really?
Yeah, average.
Ooh, hard living.
I just have average age.
We haven't seen the best of them yet.
No,
so what we're learning is I'm booking for money and children. You're booking for in-ring quality, but still for children. And you're booking the indies.
I'm booking for the smarks.
Yeah, he's running NXT.
Yeah, yours isn't fun. Mine's so fun. Okay, since I like success and since I like parties, Charlotte is my fifth pick.
Woo!
In the fifth round.
So much better on the mic.
She's great. She's an actual athlete. No offense to anybody else. Clearly, they're all amazing. That's not backhanded in any way. She's using Nazi propaganda to get over having superior genes to everyone. Mm-hmm. She's got an alcoholic, depressed, crying father with her at all times. Charlotte's great. More importantly, that comes with Ric Flair if he is allowed to fly.
Yeah.
And speaking of people who are allowed to fly, I'm going with Neville.
Okay.
I'm going with
that's
a guy
a good pick.
Who's
the first Brit pick. You beat me to it.
Yeah, well, you know, I put a lot of work into this. I'm thinking Neville Rollins. I like their in-ring. I'm starting to look at
that's the most fun video game pick possible, like match.
Yes, that match,
that's great,
and it's been a good match when they've actually faced off.
That's great, love it.
All right, I'm going to go for Finn Balor.
See, there's a run. Now there's a run on the...
I am fucking kicking myself for not doing that, because I don't think either of you guys would have picked Charlotte. God damn it.
I'm still stung I didn't take Bryce.
Guys, so. I've got two versions of the Bullet Club in my roster.
Shit.
You smarky son of a bitch.
That actually might put the Bullet Club over, too. Yeah. God.
Well, that actually, what I was going to say, that might happen tonight. Or tomorrow.
Ah,
or tomorrow.
Shit! Yeah,
it's either going to happen
gonna,
at Payback or...
They're going to get AJ.
Yeah.
Because Balor just dropped the belt on a house show.
Yes.
If he doesn't come tonight, or at least tomorrow,
it's gonna
be,
I think they might do it in two parts, because they still like to do... They don't really book surprises on pay-per-views, I'd say. Like, I feel like, or whatever.
They used to. Yeah.
I think they still want whatever pop they can get on TV tomorrow.
That's true.
So I think tonight, AJ, they interfere and cost AJ the belt.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're going to attack Roman and attack him instead. And then tomorrow, we get a Balor.
And have you guys seen any of Balor's heel work from New Japan?
He is
a money heel.
And
like,
it's a shame.
He works so much better as a heel than he does as a face in it. Like in NXT.
He's not going to be able to swear in that amazing accent.
Yeah.
But it is pretty great. Okay.
All right.
What do you got?
This guy's moved way up in the draft because I completely forgot about Finn. I got to go with Samoa Joe.
Just to ruin Norm's day.
No, because I'm looking at I think Samoa Joe would be a great... Samoa Joe Cena feud would be really great.
That would be great.
Bray Wyatt Samoa Joe would be really great. So.
Isn't it crazy? Samoa Joe and John Cena have never been in the ring together. Isn't that... That sounds crazy.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. And the thing with Joe, it's that you wonder when it's actually... Now that he's got the belt, it looks like he's going to be in NXT for a little longer in real life. So you'll be able to have that battle, finally.
All right. Round 7.
Yeah. Now, see, there's a lot of talent on the board and making a bit of a reach, but they're my next tag team. And I'm looking at New Day, and I'm getting the Revival.
Oh, I was going to get them. I wanted an American Alpha Revival feud.
I know. Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder.
Yeah.
Have you seen them work at all?
Yeah, just a few times.
Okay. I mean, the guys, they're not like 5'11". They're going to look good in the ring with other teams, and their style. Did you see them shout out Botchmania?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
so
they messed up the same move.
They botched a move at the takeover, and they did it again successfully on NXT. And Wilder or Dawson is like, take that, Botchmania! Like,
yeah.
Off, you can hear him off mic. So
they're great heel in ring workers, just like hiding under the ring and coming out the other side.
Creative
and
stuff
the
that
classic,
you don't always
like,
see.
Heel cheat and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah,
they've just been watching Horseman stuff and Wrecking Crew stuff. So
that's good.
Pretty bad entrance music though.
It's pretty garbage.
Yeah.
Pretty great gear though.
Yeah. Okay. My round seven pick is Paige.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet if we did this last year, Paige would have been in the top three rounds.
For sure.
Definitely. I think, and this is where the fun thing about making a fake version of fake sport is that Paige is 23. She's the youngest on, like, youngest contracted
worker. She's been there in the main roster for 3 years, 2 years?
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years,
two
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
yeah,
a great.
She debuted the day after WrestleMania two years ago.
That's
so.
A great, great value pick.
Her stock's going to soar again.
I view Paige the same way I view RG3. Great rookie year. It's just not going to happen again.
I think with
you've
got to
grow up. You've got to learn a new style of play. And it's either she's going to do it or she's not.
I can't imagine that she wouldn't win the belt again.
Why?
At some point. I just
show. Give me a reason to care.
She's just too much of a... Her in-ring ability. She's too... She's
still 23.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right, but
she's been wrestling since she was 13.
Yeah, she's probably going to get really bored of it soon.
That's true.
It's also, she's a born and bred carny, so I think she'll be doing it for probably
so
forever.
What, dead in 10 years is what you're saying?
No, there you have better health.
20 years.
20, thank
okay.
you.
We call them pikeys, okay? Just want to get
this well, is more of a draft because this is more of a pick because I need someone to feud with my tag team and less because I like them, but I also get a belt out of it. I'm going to go with the Lucha Dragons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we hadn't discussed if the belts are stripped.
It doesn't matter.
The
proof is I could separate one of them to feud with anybody.
Yes.
And if I'm going to feud with any, if Enzo and Cass are going to feud with anybody, they don't need to be good on mic.
Right.
And they could do flips and crazy stuff that Enzo and Cass cannot do. Also, I want some merchandising in Mexico. So Lucha Dragons it is.
Right. Also, I realize as we're getting down the roster, there's, if you guys want to use these. So for round 8, I'm going to go with, had him higher on my board than I thought. But I'm going with Sami Zayn.
Okay. That's solid.
Yeah. I had a couple picks there, but Zayn's good. And Zayn, as your underdog face who never quite gets it, is great. And you can plug him with anybody, and he puts in a great match. And, yeah. And
that's a good one. Time.
And
all
his,
right.
His gimmick is he loves ska music.
Worst gimmick. That's worst gimmick.
Which is just his real life, I think. Right?
Yeah, it's
he loves being in the newsies. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go for this. Was a tough one. I need another tag team because I went all out with American Alpha. So I'm gonna go for.
You wasted your first pick on American Alpha.
I'm gonna go for this is because I think they're popular with the kids. The Usos.
Have fun with that.
They're gonna sell. They're gonna sell.
Do you even want to watch that feud?
They're gonna sell. Hey, there's still more tag teams. There's more to come.
Anyway, Mr. Money over here, the Usos sell merch. Okay, so
for sure. I'm not disagreeing. That's but do you want to exist. Watch this product?
There's more to come. There's more to come. I've also got the Bullet Club, which I can have feud with American Alpha. Yeah.
No one's gonna. If you have the Bullet Club, I'm assuming you're booking them to headline every night.
No. But the Bullet Club and American Alpha is a mid-card.
Yeah, you know what? Kids love the Usos with feuding with the Bullet Club.
They will wait. That's what that's already happening.
Yeah, no one likes it. It's so quiet.
I like them. I like. No
I
like.
I love watching the Bullet Club beat the shit out of the Usos, that's... and I'm gonna have it every week on my show.
Like Norm, can we get our win back this week? No.
All right. This is I'm both not surprised and surprised at the exact same time that Brock Lesnar hasn't. I understand we're going current rules, so you only get him a few times a year. But you also get the best guy on mic with him every single time.
It's a good mid-round pick there.
Yeah, so Brock Lesnar is my eighth pick coming up after the Lucha Dragons. But
this
I do
like classic, like Tom Brady got drafted after all these quarterbacks.
Well, no, like, I'm looking. I'm like, okay, I'd like to see Brock Lesnar and Nakamura did feud. Brock Lesnar and Cena feuded. Brock Lesnar and Bray Wyatt almost sort of kind of feuded, but he got hurt. He could still work with all these guys. And I would actually want to see this match, unlike anything that you've done. Right. And I also want to see like Enzo and Paul Heyman go against each other on mic.
Okay. So I'm noticing that my, other than Big E on the New Day, I feel like there's a little, like, heft missing here.
You got a lot of high flyers.
So I'm going, I'm grounding, I'm doing a little ground game here. I'm going with Rusev.
Shit!
We both wanted Rusev.
That was my next one. Fuck!
Yeah, well, he didn't
God,
make
I
it.
Love Rusev.
See, are
he
you,
comes with a tank.
I feel like Rusev and Paige last year, top five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. I think Rusev, He'll now that back. They broke up League of Nations... I think the great thing with Rusev that they, the only good thing of that horrible love triangle, them getting buried kind of thing, was like how Rusev is funny in a, such a against type way.
He threw a fish at his real life fiance.
Yeah, he Dog
That's
Ziggler.
Awesome.
When he took the TV and then on Twitter proclaimed himself the new TV champion. Yeah. All right, every character, like the character work he does, is just make. He just I don't know, and also
you get Lana.
You get Lana, but you also get Rusev, who like looks like he can really hurt people out there.
And he wears shoes now, which is good.
Yeah,
so he's not going to break his foot anytime soon.
Oh, that's good. Damn it.
Okay, so looking at my roster, I realize I'm short of people who are bankable stars, no matter how... No matter how boring some of them might be, so I am going to go for Randy Orton, the Viper.
Oh my just god, you like a garbage people.
Hey, I don't like him. I just want the kids to, tune in.
Why didn't you draft Roman Reigns then?
That's what the music
what the
he's still He's still there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to still be there next round. Trust me, I'm not taking him.
Jesus Christ.
You don't know you're what you're
you guys
doing.
Thought I was going
your
for. You guys thought
be
I was
so weird.
I don't ever want to see your program. It's so bad.
You guys don't want to see Orton and Balor or Orton and Styles?
I don't want to see Orton do anything ever.
I do want to see Styles because I want to see him go. I want to forearm.
The who's more racist?
No, I want to forearm into the RKO.
Yeah, that'd
that's
be gonna great.
Happen
yeah,
at
yeah.
some point. So that's
we
why
saw it with
has
the curb
finisher.
Stop into the RKO at WrestleMania.
What's
which was, remember when Rollins did the
oh yeah
at WrestleMania? Yeah, that was great. It will happen, and that will be a spot
Whatever.
That they repeat for weeks and weeks on my replay section.
Well, you have no idea what you're doing. I'm going to go with someone that I think has a lot of future value and is not being booked properly with Becky Lynch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I I like every part about her.
She's great.
Except her ring gear. It's atrocious. That is the first thing we're changing in my entire promotion. Let her pick whatever.
She doesn't have enough shamrocks, leprechauns.
It's steampunk.
She should really get Hornswoggle.
Oh, God.
No, that's a good one. That's a good feud with Charlotte and Becky there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Round 10.
Oh, wow, man.
Man, am I going to have to take Reigns? Fuck.
No, you don't. There are so many people. I think all of the social outcasts are on the
table. No, I think the funny thing is with Reigns is they actually did give the people what they want, but it was just like the timing wasn't right and he wasn't Daniel Bryan, and now the audience has convinced themselves that they hate the exact same shit they loved like 2 years ago. So, and it's pox on everyone's houses, the way they've handled it and haven't turned him heel. But Reigns is still like there's anything that you liked about him in the Shield, he's had some bad promos and some bad booking, but it's the same guy. But I don't think there's going to be a run on him. But fuck it, I'm just going with Reigns because for those arguments.
And you could also bring up you could do a Rollins Reigns feud.
Yeah.
So yeah. There you go. That's an option.
At round 10, the face of the company after John Cena.
All right. I don't know if Brandon's going to like this, but I don't care.
Probably not.
I'm going for the best heel in WWE for the last few years and currently the current Intercontinental Champion, The Miz.
That's on my board. That's a good pick. That's a solid pick. If you're not good on mic, go kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of go kill yourself, didn't Ric Flair just sell somebody to kill us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Set out your kettle, Brandon. Come on.
Oh, it's so good. All right. I think I've made my money with John Cena getting all the kids, Brock Lesnar getting all the people that will actually wear tap out gear, Charlotte getting the like old school fans. I think I got my smart money from Nakamura and Enzo and Kaz kind of appeals to everybody. So I'm going to go with my personal favorite wrestler that's been horribly booked.
I knew it. I was going to steal this from you.
Stardust?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stardust.
Oh, nice.
I wish in an ideal world, Stardust would be the face of the company.
Yeah, he's pretty great. I keep wondering whether or not he's going to come back not as as Cody or not.
They apparently like the
Yeah, they love
my
it.
Favorite thing that he does, I think, is after his entrance where he comes out as Mr. Sinister cape and hisses his people, is he lays on like his hands and knees like he's watching TV and he's a 6-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. It's the best.
He sells that gimmick better than no one else could sell that gimmick as good as Cody Rhodes does.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, look at his brother Goldust. Look at what Goldust is doing. Gyrating with Fandango every night. Yeah. I mean, those guys, that's... When the dream's your father, mm-hmm. you pick up a thing or two.
Yeah, they like to have fun. These guys are fun. It's that simple.
And again, you've got the genetics. You got Charlotte
Superior
and,
genetics.
Yeah, and Dusty Rhodes. Brandon's going for the eugenics brand. Yeah.
I am glad that Charlotte dropped her, Ubermensch gimmick.
Oh, jeez.
Natural selection.
I love it. That was rad.
Okay.
Round 11.
Going deeper, like we're probably going to go like 20 rounds here. So there's a lot of talent. There's a lot of talent on the board.
Then we got our Legends pick.
Yes.
I'm excited for that.
Yes. For a guy that shows up at your WrestleMania or your birthday party. I'm clearly killing time here. Makes for an amazing podcast.
Go for it.
Don't go for it. Just say a name.
Apollo Crews.
Name pressure you. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
He's not there yet, but he's 28, and he's such a physical freak. I mean, they don't have it. There's a lot, WWE is littered with Bobby Lashley's, but I think I think he can be a white meat baby face, and they just have to kind of give him a story.
I think they may have brought him up a little bit too early, but other than that, I think he's great, yeah. He's one of those guys, you can never see him being a heel because he's just too smiley and happy all the time.
Yeah, even when he tries to be intense and sell a feud, he's like, I'm gonna hurt you.
Yeah,
it just doesn't really work.
All right, I'm gonna go for Ziggler. I'm just gonna get it out of the way.
This is like the first guy that you picked besides Ambrose where I'm like, oh, I'd like to watch him fight. You've picked horrible people and you're like, oh, I guess I'll go with Ziggler.
I've picked great wrestlers.
You started so strong. American Alpha, Ambrose, Owens. So strong. I mean, I'll even give you through Styles and Bullet Club.
Yeah. So you think I started bad and ended good, and he thinks I
No, I didn't say you ended good at all.
Oh, okay.
No, I just think that you should have picked Dolph 5 rounds ago.
Well,
Dolph 5 rounds ago?
For him.
Oh, okay.
For like, I don't have him. There's no place for him in my company.
Right.
But I mean, he's got shit. He's got nothing.
No, I can see him feuding with The Miz for that IC belt.
Yeah. We've seen that. Haven't we seen that?
But we need stuff we've already seen and stuff we haven't seen.
Oh my god.
It is wrestling. So
oh my god, you suck at this. You're so bad at this.
I don't know, man. My roster's pretty great.
No, it's not. Yeah. It's the opposite of great.
All right.
Closing out round 11.
Oh god. I'm torn between I don't want to say my thinking because you're going to pick up on it. I'm going to go with Titus O'Neil.
Okay.
Titus O'Neil gets me all of the controversy from being suspended for bullshit reasons. He's a proven in-ring worker. When John Cena gets hurt, I need somebody that could be the face for Make-A-Wish Kids. It's Titus O'Neil.
I like it.
Chris, you did pick Reigns, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn. The Bullet Club will be your Make-A-Wish guys. Don't worry.
All right.
They actually just take the kids out of their misery. They styles clash and break them. Adding a little veteran heft to my women's division, Asuka.
Ah, shit! That's great.
I'm excited to see her go up against Jax.
Everyone. I don't care.
Yeah. Also, yeah, I can start crossing out stuff or however you want to do that.
I mean, I don't think she's on there, but I'm going to pick Natalya next just because I need another.
Yeah, that was on my. Yeah. Damn it.
Is there going to be a run on women, Brandon?
There might be, but I'm not going with that thought. I'm going to go with the King of Kings. It's time to play the game!
Oh, wow.
Triple H!
Yeah, see, you with the part-timers, though. I know you like what Triple H brings on the mic, and he can be your...
I only have two part-timers.
Thing. I know. That's more than we have.
In reality, all of the people on his roster... other than like two are mostly part-timers.
No.
Who? Yes.
What do you mean part-time?
Randy Orton, maybe. The rest of
Orton's
them
are the
fine.
I'm saying that they're never going to get TV time because they're all shit.
Well, they'll have
Dean
to.
Ambrose, Kevin Owens, Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah, Finn Balor's going to tear it up on Raw next week.
He will, might, yeah. He will.
I want you to be right. You're clearly wrong.
All right, I've got to balance out. Got to get another heel. Someone who's really impressed me with the heel work, Baron Corbin.
I was going to pick him.
All right.
I think it's probably too high for him, but...
It is.
Not if you liked him, but did you see when they were in London, front row, someone's like, Corbin, you suck. He goes, oh, I suck, huh? And then he ended days Ziggler right in front of the kid. He's like, this is for you.
Yeah, I saw him at a house show, and he was getting heckled to shit, and he just kept... Every time someone heckled him, he would say something. Someone was like, why don't you go back to the NFL? And he was like, I'm doing fine here, dummy. And it was great.
Yeah, the character works great on him.
All right, well, I'm going to go for... I need a part-timer, so...
You don't need a part-timer.
I need a part-timer. I need a draw. I'm going to go for The Undertaker.
All right.
Good. That's smart. I could already see a pay-per-view Bullet Club versus Undertaker.
Yeah.
I can see Balor, Undertaker, like...
Balor has to do everything.
I'd like Balor to retire The Undertaker.
That's good.
That would be cool.
That's good. Yeah. All right. I need more women in my division, and I'm really torn right now because I think Summer Rae has a lot of potential, but maybe I'm lying to myself.
I like Summer.
Maybe I'm lying to myself. And
do
maybe
you like Summer, or do you want him to just take her? That's
the issue.
We're in the war room, guys.
I'm really torn between her and Nia. Nia.
Who's getting better?
You got Charlotte and Becky?
No, I have Charlotte and Becky, which makes me think I should go with Nia so it's not just a bunch of white women. And I also like the idea of like a super, super tall woman, a woman that's built like an NFL player, and then Becky.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she's not nearly as good on mic or in ring.
It's the Brandon dilemma.
No, it's not that's not a thing. That is not the thing. The Brandon dilemma is not a thing.
Ah!
What if I picked Alicia Fox and just threw you all a curveball?
We got a panicker.
No. I'm going to go with Nia. I'm going to go because you got fucking Asuka. And that reminded me, like, oh, I actually enjoy watching these two. Fuck. Nia.
Yeah. I think the rest in peace, China. But I think the having a woman who just has that physical size and can bring something different to it lets them do different stories, you know?
And I could easily envision a Nia Charlotte feud.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun to watch. So
yeah.
There you go.
Definitely.
Round 14.
Jumping out of me because I want, you know, I'm building for the future. I'm going for the 25-year-old Bo Dallas.
Damn it!
Nice.
Damn it!
So, I mean, I like this Outcast.
I love Bo.
He brings a lot to the table. And he's not in his little baby diaper anymore, which is like less of a heel move, but I can actually stand to watch him now.
He's great on the mic. I love him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish Bo Dallas and Stardust were like hanging out.
Yeah.
I always wanted Bo to join the New Day just because of the power of positivity.
Did you, there's the him when they try to teach him how to clap and he couldn't do it because he's white.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, well, I need more females, and this young lady is not on the list, but I am going to pick Alexa Bliss from NXT.
All right.
Because I think she's a solid female heel. I think she's, her mic work is great, and I think she's getting much better in the ring. Like, I saw her house show a couple of weeks ago, and she was fantastic. Nice. So, yeah, I'm going to go Alexa Bliss.
And, yeah, they've NXT spoilers, but I'm pretty sure that group's done, so she's free to be the like second biggest heel in NXT.
Round 14, I'm going with Summer Rae.
All right. Now maybe there is going to be a run on our women's divisions because I'm getting one of the most athletic women. I'm going with Naomi to start round 15.
She's great.
When you go through this and there's so much talent. People who like were kind of like WWE, you know, smarts,
mm-hmm.
and you watch a lot. Norm, you watch a lot of. Do you watch other stuff too?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So
not of course. I don't watch that trash.
No. No, I'm sorry. I know what he's referencing.
Trashy indie wrestling?
Yeah. How is that possible?
What is a good thing about indie wrestling recently is that WWE have actually started to acknowledge indie companies.
It's great. Yes.
Because you've got the WWE Global Cruiserweight Series, which had Evolve participating, and then Progress from who was a UK indie participating in it. They had two UK indie promos participating in it. Okay, so I'm going to go for Kane next.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Corporate or demon or both?
Like yeah, I want few. Both, man. I want it to fit.
Could I still draft a real estate agent or insurance agent Kane?
Libertarian insurance dealer.
Oh, you have Kane and Taker.
Yeah.
So you could do Kane and Taker versus Bullet Club.
Yeah. It's getting there.
You can do the Taker hot tag.
Mm-hmm.
Closing out round 15.
I must say, I am picking people that I didn't think I would pick. I did not think I would pick Randy Orton or Kane.
You're picking people we didn't think you'd pick.
I want. Part of me wants to explain my thinking to make the podcast way less boring, but part of me doesn't want to say anything because then you'll hear it and maybe do it.
This is, I think, why people don't podcast their drafts.
No, I love it. This is so much better. Also, this does not matter, and you can't actually win this in any way, so it doesn't matter. Fuck.
I like how upset you're getting with all of this.
I really have to go to the bathroom. I've had to go to the bathroom for about 20 minutes, though, so that's mostly why I'm so upset. I'm going to go with Alberto Del Rio, and I'm going to go with the Del Rio that we saw in WrestleMania fight Edge, because that Del Rio was fantastic. This Del Rio, we're about to have our third iteration of it within, 9 months?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
No.
But we've seen great Alberto Del Rio.
Yeah.
He could clearly hold a belt. And it makes my roster way less white.
He sells merch in Mexico as well.
There you go.
And the feud that there's probably going to have in real life, WWE against Cena.
Mm-hmm.
I think they work great together. And I think when you see Del Rio give a shit, like in Lucha Underground or anything else that's where he doesn't have this dead-eyed look, when him against Reigns is that Raw, I think, this week? Mm-hmm. He looks good when he looks like he's actually hurting people. Mm-hmm. Like double stomps the back or something like that. Like it's nasty.
Post Royal Rumble win Del Rio with Ricardo. That is money. Yeah.
So no, I do not get Ricardo though. Because he's not in the company.
Yeah, that's not
okay.
That's some fans.
He could be your legend pick.
It could be.
All right.
Round 16.
Luke Harper.
Oh my god, that was my next one.
36, but I love watching the guy go, and he's another guy who looks like he can really hurt people.
Sure.
Oh,
all right, take him.
One.
I don't give a fuck.
Him. You got him from me.
These are idiots. You got so many white, disgusting pieces of shit. Bullet Club and Luke Harper. I don't think you could handle it.
Okay, I'm going to go Chris Jericho.
That's good. I get that.
I need some more.
He can put anyone over on the mic.
He's a good talker. Yeah. Heel Jericho's fun. I like that.
I like him saying stupid idiot.
Yeah,
which is stupid, like, idiot.
He doesn't bring a t-shirt with that on it out soon. Yeah. I'm going to be disappointed.
That's great. I'm going to go with recent Intercontinental Champion Zack Ryder.
Oh, I did want Zack.
Still only 30 years old.
Yeah.
Really?
according to...
Which means he was 25 when he was U.S. champ or something.
So yeah, he's been
around. So people worrying about his career.
Probably. Now, could I go Zack Ryder, but I can't, his dirtbeat father cannot be there?
Yeah.
Do you get Mojo? Do you want Mojo?
Yeah, well, this is the thing, because Zack Ryder has two different characters. He's in... his NXT character and his...
I don't get Mojo, because I'm not drafting that tag team.
Well, you should have just done the tag team, because you took the Lucha Dragons,
oh, I do.
Right?
So do I get the tag team?
We can
team
let
then?
Him pick the Hype
I think
Bros.
At the Hype Bros. You're saddled with Mojo.
That's fine.
Probably.
Well, no, because you have the option.
You got the option.
Yeah.
So I technically have the Hype Bros.
Yes, you got the Hype
it's
Bros.
It's kind of like okay. how...
Who are fun. They're fun.
It's like how there's going to be a Flash movie, even though it's a Flash TV show. Like, yeah. Zack Ryder is two guys.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's actually better for me. Thank you for mm-hmm. being honest and open about my... Also, getting Mojo.
Who'd you take on that round?
Oh, Jericho.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Jericho!
Y2J. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
what's the record store on U Street that's, like, downstairs?
Joint Custody?
Joint Custody. They have some XL, like...
Aussie LPs.
If only. They have some, like, never worn. I think they were, like, overstock wrestling shirts. So there's, like... There's The Rock, where half of his face is like a robot or something.
Or the bull?
Is it a bull? And I mean, it's weird. It's
how much are they? Are they like jacking them up?
They're like $30.
Fuck them.
Yeah. There's a Jericho. I think it's a Jericho one. There's a rattlesnake one. Yeah. So if you want to run on those t-shirts. Okay. With the seventh in the 17th round, going longer than I thought we would for some reason. I'm looking at my... Fuck it. Tyler Breeze.
Ooh.
28.
Going exactly where I thought he would go, Tyler Breeze.
And that's fine. It's okay. You need jobbers.
Sure.
All right, I'm going to go for the Vaudevillains. I want more tag teams.
Yeah, that was coming up for me, too. That's a fine one.
And that their thing. I mean, they're not as over as I would have liked them to be at this point, but I think they'll be fine. I think they're good.
Now, it's so fun to me that, like, there are people that have had, like, the main belt, and we're like, we do not want them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm not taking Sheamus. I'm just not taking Sheamus. I don't want Alicia Fox.
Yeah.
I do want Mark Henry, so I'm going to take Mark Henry.
Mm. Okay.
Never been booked properly.
There was a pair of chocolate,
yeah. Like, for Attitude Era. Like, it was kind
poorly
of perfect.
Booked in the Attitude Era, yeah.
What?
Where he had a hand baby with Mae Young. Do you remember?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I think Hall of Pain, too.
It was great. The best thing he did was when he did that fake retirement speech, and then John Cena came out to say goodbye, and he just beat the shit out of John Cena.
I can recreate that moment.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, we are getting slim pickings here, though. Let's see.
Let's just do three more rounds. We're going to do an even 20. For round 18, Chris's pick is
Jesus. These are
you can't
slim
pick
pickings,
Jesus.
He already took John Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got CrossFit Jesus, Seth Rollins.
There you go. didn't work apparently. I don't know why I'm deliberating so much.
There are people on the board.
Yeah,
I know.
There are so many people on the board.
When it's like, do
We're
I take Ryback or Sheamus for value? Do you even consider them value at this point? You know, I'm going to take Ryback, and he's going to lose forever.
Oh, wow. Controversial.
Tough words here. Fighting words.
Nice. All right, I'm going to go... I'm going to pick Emma.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
That's a really good pick.
27 finally has a character.
Shit.
Yeah,
I should have picked her. But you know who is on the board? Damian Sandow.
Oh.
So what I'm going to do is... whenever your show airs, I'm going to make him... we're going to do Mizdow, but we're just going to do the exact same thing and not acknowledge the Miz.
All right. What does the tag team game look like right now?
It's weird. It's never been stronger in the main company.
Yeah.
But you're skipping over like half of them.
Well, yeah, because most of them are shit.
Yeah,
that's true.
And I'm like not taking the Ascension. That's just not happening.
Yeah, they can stay off.
Are we missing any? Try to think who's
since the tag team tournament started, there's a bunch of them who's disbanded.
Right, and Golden Truth is not a team yet.
Yeah.
So I can't really...
There's a few in NXT.
We each have two more picks.
Gotta make them count.
Don't make them count. Just say a name.
Just why do you keep trying to rush me? Sheamus.
Nice. Wait, could you do League of Nations?
You got the star of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Yeah, I'm putting asses in seats with Sheamus.
Did you get Rusev too?
Yes.
Oh, I have Del Rio. Okay. Del Rio,
you could have a Sheamus Rusev feud, though, which looks like they might be building to.
Like, yeah.
Okay, here's a question. NXT, Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano as a tag team. Can I pick them?
You can do whatever you want on the 19th pick. Do they have a name?
They don't, but they do tag. They tag a lot. Does that count? Come on, guys, we need to figure it out.
Yeah, I think go for it.
Okay, I'm picking Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano because they're two of the best in-ring workers in the world.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
I'm just putting Evolve down. Now who needs to pick?
I'm thinking about booking and not who's available, which makes it a little bit more interesting.
Right.
Okay, so I am booking this, though. So I'm going to go with my 19th pick, The Big Show.
Well.
That's going to be my next one.
So I got Big Show and Mark Henry together.
I mean,
I never thought I would want to pick The Big Show.
Big Show's had a good moment. When he actually won the belt for the IC belt at WrestleMania, that was a legit good booking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because who was he feuding with at that?
I don't remember. But he like
Was it The Miz? No.
I don't think so.
Maybe. Because, yeah, it was Miz. Didn't he put together the reel? Someone put together a reel of all the times.
Cody. It was Cody Rhodes.
It was Cody. Yeah. They put together the reel of every time that Big Show was an idiot.
Yep. That was great.
Kayfabe idiot.
And then didn't he lose the belt again by going through a table accidentally? By like putting his foot through a table in a tables match or something?
No, they've just always given him this horrible booking.
Are we going to do 20 and then the Legends
20
pick?
And then a Legends pick.
I like that.
And I'm trying to think of anybody in NXT that I would bring up. We got Finn and Joe.
He's got Nakamura.
It's kind of slim pickings down there. I think everybody in NXT
they just signed Eric Young.
I'm not. That sounds
42-year-old Eric Young.
That sounds like you're Mr. Irrelevant here, not mine.
Who else is in NXT?
And that's the thing.
There are people that have had belts that are currently on the board.
Yeah, and we don't like them.
That's true.
You know what? At the 20th pick, I'm going to take someone who's injured. We don't know that we'll be back, but it's the 20th pick. By that logic, I think Tyson Kidd is never going to wrestle again, but I think Nikki Bella might.
Damn it! Did you go with the Nikki? You got Nikki?
Yeah.
Fuck. This might be good for their relationship if John and Nikki are not touring together. Maybe they'll both go to new heights. Shit!
I like how you're fantasy booking their relationship with
it's
this.
It's part show. Of the deal!
I feel like the board, like looking at this, is sad. So just think outside the.
No,
board.
That was my next pick. Why don't I go Big Show over Nikki Bella?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to try. Well,
you can also in real drafts. Sometimes they'll draft someone who has like a two-sport athlete, right? So he's got a baseball contract, or and they draft him in the NFL draft and go, well, maybe we waive.
No,
some money.
We're not doing that. They
What's
have
the 20th
to...
pick.
No.
No, I mean, you want to pick Conor McGregor or something because you think maybe you can...
Yeah, I'm not... That's not cool. No, it's got to be someone that has been in the company ever.
All right.
That is still alive.
Yes.
It can't be CM Punk.
No. Okay. I'm going to just have to go for... Oh, I'm going to pick Heath Slater.
Heath Slater?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to go for Heath Slater. I think he's fun.
Good heel. Yeah. Good heel jobber.
There we go.
The one pick that I'm picking simply because it gets the last of the ECW, the Dudleys.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Really? Is it?
Yeah.
It is because I predict, I mean, this going
they're
up
draw,
on...
They're a draw.
Since this is going up on Monday, I predict that what happens on Sunday night, tonight, is that the Dudleys cost Enzo and Cass the chance, and they have a proper feud.
I had a feeling that Vaudevillains were going to win the...
Yeah, and then you just feed Vaudevillains to New Day.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Okay, so that's 20 rounds. We are now going to do one pick of a part-time or legend, however you want it, that basically shows up at your WrestleMania.
Okay, so now does this person have to have a wrestling connection?
Let's see where it goes. Because I like
we're only doing a round.
I know. Well, I'm going to set the tone, and we'll see. Well, just pick someone who they show up at your WrestleMania. So
okay,
if you want to waste it on someone with no wrestling connection, that's fine.
Okay.
I have a really stacked women's division, so I'm going with Ronda Rousey.
That's great.
I think the most the best pick to go just didn't work for my roster. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pick someone who I want to valet and manage American Alpha, Kurt Angle.
That's a really good pick.
Kurt. That's a really
Team
good
Team Angle
pick.
Too, man.
Yep.
I love that. I'm going to go with, I think, the most obvious one ever.
You have to.
I'm going
to
go with the Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. You didn't go with The Rock.
No.
Why not?
I want
look at your roster.
Yeah, I already have like, John Cena.
Oh, he's going to say The Rock. No, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Did you think he was going to say The Rock?
Yeah.
No, dude. The Rock's been overused.
It's true. Yeah. It's
I'm going to have a once-in-a-lifetime yeah.
presidential
someone
candidate.
Someone hasn't been overexposed. Donald Trump.
John Cena. I already have The Rock. His name is John
you
Cena.
Can't pick a, yeah, you can't pick a better non-wrestler than the...
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He was at WrestleMania 4, 5, 20, yeah. and 23.
Yeah, unused legends on the board. The Rock, Austin, who gave stunners, Daniel Bryan, who can't... Who's
what
not,
spills the most ink?
That's all you care about, isn't
that's
it?
That's right! It's WrestleMania, baby!
Let's take a break right out. I'm going to like book like the people on your roster.
We have to have spots for all 20 of them.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so this bullshit continues. We have now fantasy booked our fantasy drafts. Let's start with Chris.
Okay, so I think the no-brainer on mine, the headlining feud, is Reigns-Rollins. You got the Shield mm-hmm. angle. Reigns, when Rollins comes back triumphantly, he will be a face against Reigns's not a bad guy, not a good guy, just
sure.
the guy.
No, it's good.
Okay, Neville and Apollo, just for the spectacle.
Love it.
Neither of them can talk. The feud is just like... They can do a best of seven, just like mm-hmm. gentlemen's battle. Sammy Rusev, I think
like
works.
That too.
Yeah,
that's already going on.
Yeah, and I think their styles and Rusev can really. Sammy looks great when he's taking a beating, and he looks like he's going to die in mm-hmm. every hit. I like this one. It'll never happen ever, but Luke Harper and Tyler Breeze. Because Breeze is just disgusted at this guy who's so ugly.
I love
that. He
has that.
Dirty
that's,
shirts.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, and he won't trim his beard and stuff. This will be the dark match that's never shown on TV. It's just Ryback and Sheamus forever. They just fight. I think
forever.
Yeah, you and me are destined to fight forever.
Do not show us.
New Day, and my tag team is a little weak. It's New Day, and I mean, it's great, but it's top heavy. It's New Day and The Revival. Two different styles, but I think New Day, when they've shown they don't do comedy, they can mm-hmm. they can work that. Two guys who will be joining as a team are Baron Corbin and Bo Dallas, so they can be Corbin Dallas.
So, wait for the Fifth Element?
Fifth Element reference. And also, I love this as a like a buddy cop thing where Corbin, like the two personalities can be more different. Mm-hmm. And Corbin, you know, is trying to, and Dallas trying to get Corbin. I put way too much thought.
Corbin can get a sidecar for the motorbike, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lone wolf. It's like just this stuff writes itself. My women's division, hella strong. Sasha and Bailey forever. And then I had three, and I think they all could work together. Asuka, Naomi, and Nikki mm-hmm. as like who's the most dominant, either, like from wrestling or strength or pure athletic ability.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So
it's pretty good.
There's my Monday Night Raw, baby.
Okay. Norm, I want to hear about your trash television show.
It's going to be great, man. I'm going to get this.
Sounds like TNA.
All the smarks are going to watch it, but they're not going to spend any money. Yeah. It will be satisfying creatively anyway. Okay, so my female feuds, I got Paige and Emma. I thought UK versus Australia would be pretty cool. And then I've got Natalya and Alexa Bliss, which is going to be like the veteran versus the new blood.
I like that.
And then Bala Orton. So the Viper versus
you've
the
wasted
demon.
The one of the best picks with that's so stupid.
Wait,
why? It's gonna
let
happen.
Me finish. Let me finish.
It's so gonna happen. I'm just thinking about reality. I love one of those men, and the other is pure garbage.
Randy Orton.
Yes, clearly.
Yeah, but it's the Viper versus
no,
the
I,
demon.
No, I get
and
it.
We use Orton to get Balor over. But
yeah, I get
Orton's
it. No,
dropping,
no,
Orton's
no.
dropping to Balor in my
no,
company.
No, I'm just depressed because that's going to happen.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Ugh.
And then Owens Ambrose, obviously, like I said, I want to watch those guys wrestle all the time. Jericho Ziggler, just thought that'd be fun. Has that happened?
Like,
have they feuded?
I feel like it has.
I'm sure they've had matches, but I don't know if they had.
Yeah, the actual proper feud. Yeah.
AJ and The Miz. I want to see. I love AJ, but I want to see The Miz destroy AJ Styles and piss everyone off for the IC.
I love that.
And then I've got. Heath Slater is just my jobber. He's just going to float around and job to people because I was left with him. American Alpha and Vaudevillains are going to feud. And then Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano are going to feud with the Usos. And I think that's it. I think I'm done.
So you...
Hold on. This is my headlining pay-per-view. Bullet Club versus the Brothers of Destruction.
There you go.
With interference from Finn and or AJ.
So you just booked last Survivor Series, but slightly worse.
Yeah. Actually, well, no, because...
Because the Wyatt family's better.
The Bullet Club are going over on my show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's going to make it... Everyone's going to love that.
Yeah.
Also, I have to say, I forgot to use my legend, my celebrity. But obviously, Rowdy Ronda is with the Asuka, Naomi, Nikki storyline. I have to figure out that angle.
Yeah, Kurt Angle is...
And Nikki goes over.
Kurt Angle's managing American Alpha in my... And I think that Team Angle too.
And then he thinks he can get in the ring.
He's going to try and get in the ring and die.
Yeah.
You actually are going to make money, but on the DVD. Yeah. So. Look, we got a snuff film.
All right. Mine is Cena and Samoa Joe. New versus, well, same age. New versus old, whatever. That's clearly going to make money. Enzo and Cass versus the Lucha Dragons. The Lucha Dragons do stuff in the air, and Enzo and Cass are just on mic. It's going to be great. Nakamura and Brock Lesnar. Part two. It's going to be great. Bray Wyatt versus Stardust.
I like that.
So, like, serious fanfic or serious, like, fantasy versus, like, fun fantasy.
Yeah.
And Stardust always goes over.
Charlotte Bray, man. He can't even get over job in a fake Stardust. Company. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Charlotte and Becky Lynch, because I still love that. And there's still going to be as much Ric Flair interference as there already was, because he's the best. Titus O'Neil versus Triple H. You fucked me over. That's perfect.
It's going to be Booker versus Triple H, except the black guy actually wins.
Yeah, exactly. Nia versus Summer for obvious reasons. Alberto Del Rio versus Big Show, and Alberto Del Rio is very upset about it because he feels like he should not have to fight Big Show, and Big Show consistently wins.
Yeah.
The Hype Brothers versus Mark Henry, just so Mark Henry could destroy both of them.
Then, I like you didn't go the obvious.
Cap feud.
I like you didn't go with the show.
We've already seen
Henry,
that. We've
about
already seen that so
times.
Much.
Yeah.
And then Damian Sandow versus the Dudleys, but Damian Sandow still thinks Miz is still there.
He goes to tag in a guy.
Yeah.
He just consistently goes through a table when he forgets he doesn't have a tag partner.
Yeah, but he will not admit that the Miz exists because he's in the other company, so it's going to be this weird, like, he's got a long history. But that's it.
It's the thing they can't speak about. Yeah.
Damien redacted Dow.
So clearly,
Dow.
My division is so much better than yours. And also, the Donald Trump's just there.
I'm going to have better crowds, I think.
No, you're not. You're going to have way worse crowds.
I'm going to have livelier crowds.
Your entire crowd has diabetes.
There'll be garbage people, but they're going to be loud.
No, I have everyone.
Well, it's cool, guys, because I'm like, you guys can be, you know, what do you want? Do you want to be Ring of Honor?
You're
TNA.
Clearly a Ring of Honor.
I want to be PWG.
Fine. Yeah,
PWG
whatever.
With Jericho and Ziggler and Randy Orton. If Randy Orton showed up at PWG, he would get fucking booed out of the building. So I just want to do that.
Well, it's cool, guys. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for letting us do this on the podcast, Brandon.
Yeah.
I,
it was good
I won. So
no, you did not win.
I don't think we'll ever know who won.
I think it's pretty clear who won.
Let's put it to a vote. Vote on Twitter. Hashtag Norm, hashtag Chris, hashtag Brandon. Let us know who won.
Yeah. No, you wasted your best pick. You wasted the New Day.
How so?
Really? Who are they fighting?
Well, they're in a tag team. That's
but
a good tag team.
It's going to be a good face versus heel.
That's
revival.
Not good.
They'll be
That's
actually.
Not good.
They could try. The New Day could try and out heel them because they used to do the old switcheroo thing and all that.
No,
stuff.
You wasted your best picks. I used all of my best picks perfectly.
All right. Well,
I'm like no one else did Titus O'Neil versus Triple H. That's actually something.
That is something vaguely interesting, even though that shouldn't be interesting.
Right.
Yeah. Especially because you can be like, why didn't you stand up for me when your father-in-law sacked me for nothing?
Yeah. I'm really smart. So this is going to come out after Payback, and I'm assuming if you're listening to any of this, you've clearly watched Payback, and we're all right. Do we have any predictions? Should we do predictions really quick to see if we actually are right about anything?
We can do that, yeah. And then edit out if it doesn't happen.
No, no, no. Put it at the top. Yeah. The headline match is a 38-year-old man versus a man with a daughter, and everyone makes the daughter cry.
He's just a guy, man. I don't know what the problem is.
AJ Styles and Roman Reigns. Roman goes over.
Of course. But Bullet Club
interference. Okay. What else is there?
I like that the poster for the show features four men who are not in the show.
Yeah, they made
even their commercials, like the bumpers on the network, are Wyatt's. Because it was supposed to be the big Wyatt thing. I'll start just from the... We can go to the bottom. The pre-show, Kalisto versus Ryback. Probably his punishment for Ryback talking about he didn't like being on the pre-show at Mania. So they put him on the pre-show again, which is hilarious. I hope Kalisto wins. Anybody see Ryback taking the belt?
Nope.
Nah.
The Miz with his wife against Cesaro.
Cesaro goes... No, The Miz goes over.
Miz goes over. Maybe Cesaro wins it tomorrow on Raw. Maybe.
No, I think Miz is going to have it for a while.
I think
they're pushing Cesaro.
I get
they're
that.
Pushing Cesaro, and I think Miz doesn't need the belt to be a pain in the ass.
Okay.
I could go either way. Corbin squashes Ziggler, maybe?
Sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah, that's happening. Yeah.
I mean, I love that Zayn Owens is on this. It's clearly not the blow-off. They're going to do this. They seem invested in this storyline.
I'm going to go with Zayn.
They've been feuding for 10, 15 years, I think.
I'm going with Owens because Zayn never beats Owens.
I'm going with no contest. This is going to end.
Oh, fun. So this is the only one where we actually disagreed completely.
Yeah.
Great.
Does he just powerbomb him into the apron
no contest
too many times?
Or Owens wins dirty somehow. Yeah.
Okay. Ambrose Jericho. I think Ambrose needs a fucking win.
Ambrose goes over. That was the WrestleMania agreement, obviously. Yeah. You lose to Lesnar, we'll let you beat Jericho in the next pay-per-view.
Yeah, and Jericho too. Like, you win, but... Enzo and Cass, first of all, villains for the chance to lose to the New Day.
And I thought it was going to be Enzo and Cass, and you guys convinced me that it's going to be Vaudevillains.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Vaudevillains are going to win somehow.
Yes, I think Vaudevillains. I think Dudley.
They're trying to get them over as
I don't know what kind of dusty thing you have to do with the ref that the Dudleys can interfere, but.
Yeah.
Yes. Charlotte with Rick versus Natty with Brett. Got to be Charlotte.
Charlotte wins, but Brett beats the shit out of Rick or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. Puts him in a sharpshooter.
Oh, it's going to be so bad.
Gives Rick cancer.
Yeah. It's going to be so bad.
Yeah. Brett is already like, I don't want to be there.
He's such a piece of shit. Fine.
You know who's not getting drafted? I'm not drafting Bret Hart when we do our all-time. And and that's the card.
It's not a good one.
It actually is good.
There's something about it that I like. Owens and Zayn is going to be great. And then,
like, it's going to have good matches that
you're
going to
be. It'll surprise
stories.
You. It will surprise you.
Like Miz Cesaro is going to be great. Like Cesaro.
Well, this is at the Allstate Arena, and that's the home of the Chicago Street Fight. And there's no Chicago Street Fight.
That's bollocks.
That's next month.
Come on, guys.
Is that where the Bulls play there?
No, there's no professional sports teams there except the Chicago Wolves.
Oh. It's just us. It's outside of town.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
The Bulls and the Hawks play at the United Center.
Got you. Oh, Rosemont, Illinois.
Yeah. Cool.
That's where the Mania is.
Yeah, the one with Stone Cold and Hart bleeding everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they'll do a callback to that, actually, with Hart.
Make Ric Flair bleed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy to do. All right. This was the thing that you just listened to.
Yeah. Bye.